Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of Yerba Mate with the world. I'm Devin, your host. Thank you for joining me. Sorry for the absence in the last, week or two, I guess. Been a little busy at the new full-time job. Yay! Training for a marathon, St. Jude, which, if you're listening to this now, it's probably in a couple days, because it's Saturday, April 27th when I'm doing it, and I'm going to assume right now you're listening to this either a Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe a Thursday, and so wish me luck for that. And so anyways, that's what's, I guess, consumed my time recently. But here's a new episode for you. In this episode, I want to talk about basically celebrities that drink yerba mate. And not the typical celebrities in the sense of like Lionel Messi or Luis Suarez, the soccer players. But a couple actually Americans and Hollywood stars that have been featured on pictures and stuff around the internet drinking yerba mate and why. Kind of what their story is. So did a little bit of research and to find out not only just how they got introduced, but kind of a little bit of the story there. So if you enjoyed this, I'll probably dig into some more of these because I always think it's kind of interesting how people find yerba mate, which, you know, if you ask even me, a lot of people ask me all the time, still in person, how did you find out about yerba mate? And I usually just kind of tell them the quick story of, well, I'm married to an Argentine and she introduced me to it. And so, yeah, that's the short story, but, you know, the full story is more of some backstory that I think I've told, but just in case, I actually have cousins that live in Argentina, and so my aunt, who is American, married an Argentine, and they all live outside of Buenos Aires, and they came here for a family reunion well over probably 15 years ago. I think it was probably even longer than that, maybe. And I remember that they had yerba mate with them. We were drinking there in the hotel, and because of the unique taste and smell and all that, it definitely stuck in my memory. And then later when I did meet my wife and she was drinking it, I was like, huh, I recognize this. I've seen this before. And, you know, by being friends and trying it out, and I wasn't really a huge fan at first, to be honest, but, you know, I like tea. Later, when I started doing my master's is when I started to really prepare it for myself and drink for myself because I basically wanted energy and focus and didn't want to drink coffee. And that's pretty much when I kind of got really, I guess, hooked, you could say, and to this point now where I'm talking about a whole podcast about it. So I wanted to share some of those other people's stories. And first, I'll start with an actress. Her name is Anya Taylor-Joy. You might not know the name, but she is the actress on The Queen's Gambit on that Netflix series. And her story is very interesting, at least to me, because her parents were English Argentine, and her father was a diplomat in Zambia. And then later, his wife that was English Argentine, they went back to Argentina. And I think in between, I'm not sure the exact dates, but basically, Anya Taylor-Joy was born in Miami, but grew up in Argentina until she was, I think, 16, at which point that they moved back to London. She was in a boarding school, and she talks about her struggles of being too English to be Argentine and too Argentine to be English and too American to be anything, is one of her quotes. And so she, you know, is bilingual. She speaks fluent Spanish. There's a video around there somewhere that I've seen of her Spanish, which is really good with Argentine accent and everything. And there's a picture of her drinking yerba mate. And so, yeah, she kind of adopted it through her own culture. And another person that I really don't have a story behind, but is a big fan, is Kevin Bacon. And as, you know, the joke goes, that everybody's 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon. So I guess yerba mate links you now, too. He has this video that's floated around that was pretty famous about him preparing his ideal breakfast, which included yerba mate. And I believe some hard-boiled eggs is what he made. And that, you know, that was his ideal breakfast he was sharing and why he enjoyed yerba mate and the energy and focus it gave him. And he was recently, I guess his probably most recent movie was X-Men. And another person that I think his story is interesting as well, this particular story because impacted some other people. So Zoe Saldana, who played Gamora in The Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy, she has a video that's been very popular on the social media of her dressed up as Gamora in all her makeup and speaking in Spanish and, oh, I drink mate, you didn't know that? And so what her story goes back to growing up in Dominican Republic, she had a lot of Chilean and Argentine friends, and that's how she got introduced to it. And if I'm not mistaken, I couldn't find the same story, but one of her hairdressers, I believe, is Argentine, and she would make up while she was, you know, hours getting ready as Gamora, they would drink yerba mate together. There's another video with Chris Pratt cheering on Argentina and drinking yerba mate. And I'm imagining, I don't know the full story there, but that I imagine that's how that got connection there with her on set. And him, there's a picture of him in one of the interviews with the Avengers drinking yerba mate. Speaking of movies, Rob Schneider, one of the comedians that you might recognize with a lot of the Happy Gilmore and Adam Sandler movies, he is a fan because of one of the movie producers that he was with on the movie called Home Team. It's the producer Axel Kuschevex, who produced the Argentina 1985 movie, which if you haven't seen is a good insight to Argentine society and history, something you should check out. Basically, that was his introduction to everything Argentine and mate, because producer being from Argentina. The other person that is outside of Hollywood, but also another celebrity in music, is James Hetfield, who is the frontman for Metallica. And there's a video of him backstage. I believe they were at a concert in Argentina when they were on tour, of him drinking yerba mate while he's puffing on a cigar at the same time, which is crazy. But apparently, yerba mate was introduced to him also to help with his long-term alcohol addiction. I'm not sure who introduced him first, but his wife is from Rosario, Argentina. So that's his connection there. Apparently Stephen King, there's a picture of him with drinking mate gourd from Independiente. And Viggo Mortensen, who I didn't recognize the name, but Viggo Mortensen, he was in Lord of the Rings, and so there's a couple pictures of him drinking yerba mate. He also was apparently in one of his roles as well. So those are just a few of the people, celebrity-wise, that I have found. I was curious if you guys knew of anybody else or any other stories you've seen. I'd love to learn more and be able to share some of these stories, because I always just find it interesting how people find it. The cool thing when the celebrities promote yerba mate, number one, they have a huge audience, so that gets people interested, but it also helps kind of, I don't know, make it famous, honestly. And so that's pretty cool, as well as the good thing is that they enjoy it. And because I've also seen those videos where people try it for the first time and all their crazy faces and, you know, how disgusting it is. So, but anyways, if you have any other questions, comments, or curious to learn more, I'd love to hear from you. Message me at yerba mate power on Instagram. And if you're not already subscribed to this, which now it follows on Apple Podcast as well as Spotify, you can click up at the top on the top right hand corner of Apple Podcast. It's a plus, and then you can follow along, so that way you won't miss an episode and you'll catch the next one, because pretty soon we'll be 50 episodes, and that's a big milestone for us, because we haven't even done this for a year now, and it's just really inspiring to me and encouraging that so many people listening and joining, 60 plus countries and well over 4,000 downloads now. So thank you all for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, I believe it is a green button you can click to follow. And so thank you for your time, and until next time, be well.